大家下午好。
Good. That's a couple responses there, but it's good to be with you as always.
真是很高兴我又一次能够来到大家当中。
Well, turn with me if you would to Matthew chapter 16. If you don't have your Bible, I believe it's in your worship folder that you can follow along there tonight.
大家可以翻到这个圣经的马太福音的16章。如果你没有带圣经的话呢，在今天的周报的背后也有印出来。
We'll be reading verses 13 through 20.
我们要一起来读16章的第13节到20节。
And it's a discussion that Peter and Jesus had with one another, and that's the basis for what I want to share with you tonight.
这段经文呢记载的是彼得和耶稣之间的一段对话，也是我们今天所要传讲的信息的重点。
Alright, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 and following, here's what it says. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the Son of Man is?
耶稣到了凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说，人说我人子是谁？
They replied, some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked?Who do you say I am?
他们说有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？
Simon Peter answered, You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus replied, Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood,But by my Father in heaven, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, or Hades, will not overcome it.
耶稣对他说，西门巴勒约拉，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我还要告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Verse 19 and 20, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
第19、20节说到，我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。当下耶稣吩咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we come into your house of worship tonight and we are praying that you would speak to us through this time of the message.
主，我们来到你的殿中，我们来敬拜赞美你。主，我们恳求你的灵来亲自的对我们说话。
God, I pray that you would anoint our heart and our mind and our ears tonight.
主，我们求你用你的圣灵来涂抹我们的嘴唇，涂抹我们的心灵，涂抹我们的耳朵。
I pray, Lord, that we would be able to understand and put into practice, as your word says, the scripture and the lesson that we're going to share.
愿圣灵能够教导，让我们明白你要我们明白的话语，更能够在我们的生命中行出来。
Be with us in spirit for the remaining time tonight, and we pray these things in your name. Amen.
愿圣灵与我们同在。我们在奉主的名祷告， Amen.
Amen. Well, tonight I want to talk to you about four keys to the kingdom that Christ refers to in his message.
那今天晚上呢，我想给大家传递的信息是关于耶稣所说的天国的四个钥匙。
This is the last message in the series that I've been doing over the last few months, talking about the kingdom of God.
那这是我在过去这段时间所讲的。天国的有关天国的一系列的讲道当中的最后一讲。
And I think in this passage, what Christ wanted to do in this conversation he had with Peter and to the disciples who were listening was to encourage and inspire them as they carried out his mission.
那我想说在这段耶稣和彼得以及还包括其他的一些门徒的对话当中，耶稣说他想传达的信息就是要想激励鼓励他们的门徒来完成他所要托付他们的大使命。
And I think for us the message tonight is really about how the kingdom of God can be unleashed in the world around us if we just understand and we apply these four points to our lives.
那我想我们今天晚上的信息就是要能够让我们来明白如何来实践关于天国的这四个秘诀或者四个钥匙，好让天国能够融入到我们日常的生活当中。
And I think that as a result of applying these four thoughts to our life, we will be encouraged and inspired as we carry out Christ's mission of sharing the message of hope and love to those who are around us.
如果我们将天国的秘诀，这四个秘诀运用到我们的生活当中的时候，我们就会在执行神给我们的大使命的当中，把盼望，把爱带给我们周遭的人，同时我们自己个人也会得到鼓励，得到激励。
And if we do that, the kingdom of God will advance, and this will be a great message to end on as we've looked at this whole series about the kingdom of God.
如果我们能够这样做的话，那我坚信天国就会不断的前进，这也可以作为我们这个系列讲到的最后一讲的很好的一个结局。
So if you're a note taker, I want to encourage you to take notes and we'll jump right into the message here tonight.
如果你是一个习惯于记笔记的话呢，我也鼓励你来记笔记。
So if we're talking about the keys to the kingdom, the first key that Christ shares about in this discussion that he had with Peter is that he will build his church, is verse 18.
那今天我们要讲的第一个关于天国的这个钥匙，也就是他在第十八节提到的耶稣他会来建造他的教会。
And Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he said directly to Peter, and I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock, I will build my church.
那耶稣有对彼得和他的门徒有这样说，他说你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
He didn't say that the disciples would build the church, and he isn't telling you and I tonight that we will build the church.He was saying then, as he's saying now, that he will build his church.
他没有说要彼得他们去建造教会，也没有说要我们去建造教会。他在当时说的，也包括他在今天对我们说的，都是他会要建造他的教会。
In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8, again, Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he said this, he said, Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait,For the gift my Father has promised you, which you have heard me speak about.
在使徒行传的第一章的四到八节这样说到，耶稣和他们聚集的时候，吩咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。
He says to them, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
他说你们要有圣灵要降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And we have to understand that this passage, what Jesus was saying,was that it was a significant statement of Christ building his church.
我们要能够明白耶稣所说的这句话是带着很强的含义，表示基督他要建造他自己的教会。
And here we need to also understand that Jesus doesn't say that we might receive power or that we might become his witnesses. Jesus was stating to them then and to us tonight,What will be done? He will build his church.
耶稣也没有说我们可能要得到他的能力，也没有说我们可能要作为他的见证。他说我们必然会得到他的能力，必然要会为他做见证。
And it's important for us to understand that the church, capital C, isn't built just because we have programs or some great marketing schemes or whatever we may have for resources.
我们一定要清楚地知道我们的教会建造教会并不等于说好像我们有一些好的节目，也并不等于说我们有一些取巧的或者华而不实的一些宣传的手段，更不是因为我们有任何的资源。
Now Christ will use those things as we reach people and he will use us as his witnesses, but ultimately,The church is built by Jesus and not us.
我想耶稣基督他会使用这些东西，他会使用这些东西来吸引人，他也会借我们来作为他的见证，但是最终耶稣基督他要建造他自己的教会。
If you and I set out to build the church with our own thoughts, with our own agendas, we will build something that, in all honesty, will be much, more inferior to what Christ would build.
啊，如果我们是想要按照我们自己的计划，按照我们自己的想法、时间去建造我们自己的教会的话，那我们得到的教会一定比耶稣基督所建造的教会要差。
Now, with this statement that Jesus made about building the church, I think that we can draw some conclusions about what he meant.
啊，那这里耶稣基督讲到的要建造他自己的教会，我们想从中从这句话当中，我们可以得出这样的一些结论。
The first thing that we can pull out is this idea. If Jesus is going to build the church, we have to realize that he also owns the church.
啊，也是说，如果耶稣基督他要建造他自己的教会的话，他也就自己成为这个教会的主人。
We do not own the church. None of us do.
啊，其实我们自己，对我们来说，我们并不是教会的主人。
I've shared with my congregation here from time to time that we have a place that we can come for worship. It's paid for. We're good managers of it. But we're not talking about the building when we're talking about Christ's church.
啊，那我跟我自己的教会的会员也讲过很多次。啊，我们有一个好的地方，有一个这样的好的一个教堂，我们可以一起来做礼拜。我们也是这个教堂的一个好的管家。但是神所说的，他要建造他的教会，教会并不等于教堂这样的一个建筑物。
Christ's church is ultimately made up of people. We are his children. He owns us, and we are his church.
啊，那神的教会是由人组成的，我们都是神的儿女。
And we only get in trouble spiritually when we try to take ownership of something that isn't rightfully ours, and the church is not ours, it's God's.
啊，如果教会并不属于我们，但是我们又想努力地去成为教会的主人的话，那我们其实只会遇到更多的麻烦。
Another conclusion that we can draw from Jesus' statement here is that the church is more than a building.
啊，那从另外一个方面，我们得到的第二个的结论就是，我们讲的基督的耶稣的教会并不只是一个建筑物而已。
I hinted toward that in the previous statement, and this is kind of obvious for us, but it deserves a reminder.
啊，那我刚才前面的时候已经稍微提到了。那我想这对大家来说好像也是很显而易见的道理，但是我仍想在这里提醒大家。
In Matthew chapter 28, the Great Commission chapter, Jesus was talking to his disciples, and he said to his disciples, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
啊，在马太福音的28章19节，耶稣对他的门徒也这样说：“去，使万民成为我的门徒。”
He didn't say, "Now I'm encouraging you to go out and to build buildings so that people will come and then you can share my message of hope and salvation with them."
啊，他并没有对他的门徒说：“啊，你们去，赶快去建很多的教会，去建很多的教堂，让人呢来到这里来敬拜。”
In Acts chapter 1:8, Jesus was talking with his disciples here again, and he said, "And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth."
啊，那在《使徒行传》的第一章第八节也说到，要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，在和撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。
And again here, he wasn't saying, "I'm instructing you to go to a church building." He was saying, "I want you to be the church wherever you are."
啊，这个地方同样的，他没有说你要去某一个教堂，他所说的就是你就成为教会。
And the message of Christ, as we look through Scripture, the message of Christ was always about being the church, not about coming to church.
啊，那我们看到耶稣他基督他为我们提他给我们的信息就是我们要成为那个教会，而不是去某一个教堂。
And it was a whole new ball game when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost.
啊，我们看到在五旬节圣灵降临了以后，其形完全的得到了改变。
And if we put our emphasis on coming to a building such as this, we've really missed the point of Christ's intention for us to be the church by serving others, by loving others, by healing others, by sharing with others, and caring for those who desperately need a message of hope and redemption.
啊，如果我们啊，所重点只是放在去教会、来到教会、来到教堂的话，那我们完全都没有明白、体会到耶稣基督他的心肠。他要我们的是弟兄姐妹之间，我们可以互相的爱、互相的帮助、互相的扶持，特别是对那些有需要的人，我们给他们带来希望、带来爱。
Now, don't mishear me on this point, this thought here tonight.
啊，但是我也想提醒大家，不要误会我的意思。
I've had to remind my congregation that when I've shared this thought, I'm not saying that they can stay away from church.
啊，那我想提醒大家的是说，我的这个意思并不是要大家啊不来参加教会的任何的一些敬拜活动。
It's important for us as believers. If you're a Christian here tonight, Hebrews chapter 10, I believe it's chapter 10, instructs us and encourages us to never give up the habit of meeting together in a collective group like this.
啊，我想我要提醒大家的是，我们来教会来参加一起敬拜赞美，真的是非常重要。就如在啊希伯来书中所提醒大家的那样。
It's important for our spiritual maturity and growth that we gather together in a corporate church setting like this, and we can't neglect this responsibility, but we can't neglect the greater responsibility of being the church also where we're at in life.
啊，我们作为基督徒，我们不能忘记了我们的责任。我们要来到教会，我们一起来敬拜赞美我们的神。但是同样，我们更不能忘到我们一个更大的责任，就是我们就要成为教会。
Another conclusion that we can draw from this statement of Jesus is that the church is meant to be growing.
啊，那我们得到的另外的一个结论呢，就是教会它应该是要成长。
Reverend James Meeks is a pastor around the Chicago area, and he said this about church growth. In order for growth to happen, we must believe that it can happen.
啊，有一位叫 James Meeks 的牧师，在芝加哥地区的牧师。他有这样说到，他说如果我们要教会要成长的话，我们必须要坚信教会可以成长。
The Apostle Paul was addressing the Christian believers in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, and he said this, he said, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, and according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen.
好，那使徒保罗也在对基督徒那么有这样说到，在以弗所书有这样提到，神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。Amen.
And the idea here is this, that if we want to be a part of a growing church, we have to believe and have faith that it will grow.
啊，那我想传递给大家的信息是，如果我们要想成为一个成长的教会的一部分，那我们必须要有这样的信心，坚信教会可以成长，会成长。
And along with that, we have to remember James chapter 2 verse 20, which tells us that faith without works is what?
Dead. 啊，同样的，我们也要记住在雅各书中也这样的提到，如果没有信心，没有行为的信心是死的。
So in order for the church, in order for the kingdom of God to advance and to grow, we have to believe in and participate in what God is doing in us and around us.
啊，所以如果我们要能够相信我们的，如果我们要能让我们教会成长的话，我们必须要相信教会会成长，并且我们也同样参与到神在我们生命当中所做的一切的工。
God wants the House of Christ Love Chinese Christian Church to grow.
神要我们主爱之家中国教会成长。
How many of you believe that tonight?
我们多少人能够相信？
Absolutely. That's good. I'm glad you believe that.
很高兴看到大家能够坚信这一点。
He does not want you to be comfortable. He does not want those in my congregation that meets here on Sunday morning to be comfortable with the number of people that are in attendance each week.
啊，我想神不想让我们好像满足于我们每个星期来聚会的这些人。
I heard some time ago, unfortunately it happened in my congregation on Sunday mornings, and a new family came through the doors, and they were greeted. And the statement was made to them, we're a small church and we like it that way.
啊，那我很遗憾的，我其实有听到过这样的，在我们教会也是这样的一个说法。那有一次我们看到有新朋友来到我们教会，他进了我们教会以后，我们有来热情的来欢迎他。同时我也听到有人说，我们是一个小的教会，但是我们很喜欢我们小的教会的风格。
And if I'm just totally honest with you, my heart sank when I heard that.
啊，真的是非常啊，真的是很老实的告诉大家，当我听到这句话的时候，我心里一沉。
Because I'm not really convinced that when we read through Scripture, that's God's plan for your church or my church.
啊，因为当我在读到圣经的时候，我不认为这是神要我们教会或者是我自己的教会是这个样子。
Here's the second key. So we're going to look at four keys tonight, but here's the second key that Christ gives to us. And it's a promise that the gates of hell or Hades will not prevail.
接下来我们要一起来探讨一下天国跟天国的第二个秘诀或者第二个钥匙第二把钥匙那就是阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And so as Jesus is building his church, we have to understand that there will be opposition as he's building this church.
当耶稣基督他建造他自己教会的时候我们必须要明白我们会遇到抵挡。
And I think that the opposition that we will face will come from three groups of people, if you will.
那我们遇到的抵挡我想至少会从这下面这三个方面来。
The first grouping of people is Satan and his angels. I guess that's the best way to group them, I guess.
那我想那我们第一个受到抵挡应该是从撒旦而来。
When Jesus is building his church, Satan will come against that growth.
当耶稣基督建造他教会的时候我们知道撒旦肯定会抵挡会阻止教会的成长。
And our passage here implies that Satan is coming against the church in a very real and powerful way.
而且我们今天的经文告诉我们说当撒旦的抵挡来临的时候我们看到他的抵挡也是真实的其实也是强大的。
Satan will attack us from every single angle possible.
撒旦会从各个不同的角度来攻击我们。
He'll come against the leadership of the church.
他会攻击教会的领导人。
He'll come against the marriages in the church.
他也会攻击我们教会弟兄姐妹的婚姻。
He'll come against the families.
他也会攻击我们教会的所有的家庭。
He'll come against the finances.
他也会攻击我们的财务的状况。
He'll come against friendships.
他也会在我们人际关系友谊方面来攻击。
And he will come against everything that he possibly can in order to attempt to destroy the church.
我想他会在各个方面都来进行攻击因为他要达到他的目的就是要阻止教会的成长。
Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 through 12 is a strong reminder for us here tonight.
在以弗所书第六章第十到十二节给我们这样的一个提醒。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
他有这样说到你们要靠着主依靠他的大能大力做刚强的人。
Put on the full armor of God, it says, and so that we can take our stand against the devil's schemes.
他说要穿戴神所赐的全副军装能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, and against the powers of this dark world, and against the four spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战乃是与那执政的掌权的管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
And friends, we have to be aware that at every angle possible, Satan is fighting and opposing what we're trying to accomplish in Jesus' name.
所以我们弟兄姐妹必须要明白我们知道撒旦会从各个可能的方面来对我们进行攻击要来阻挡教会的成长。
In the beginning of September, I had our church participate in a time of prayer and fasting.
那在十月的时候我们教会有一个这样的一个禁食的一个祷告。
And almost every week since the first week in September, I've been able to sit and talk with singles or families, and they have shared with me about some of the significant challenges that they've been facing ever since we started this time of prayer and fasting.
那所以在十月份以后呢，我就每个星期都有机会和几个家庭来交谈，他们告诉了我在这几个星期当中他们所受到的各种的攻击。
And I shared with my congregation a week or two ago that if we weren't advancing forward under the Holy Spirit's direction, Satan wouldn't even touch us because he wouldn't be threatened.
我在想说，我告诉了我们的教会的会友说，如果我们没有在圣灵的带领下往前行的话，那撒旦也不会攻击我们，因为他并没有受到威胁。
As soon as we began that prayer and fasting time,
但是当我们开始禁食祷告以后
As soon as we started new Bible study classes,
但是当我们开始了我们新的逐字学以后，查考圣经的学习以后，
as soon as we re-engaged in our children, youth, and adult ministries,
当我们开始了我们更新了我们的年轻人和我们儿童的逐字的敬拜以后，
our people are going through some challenging and difficult times.
我们就看到我们的弟兄姐妹有受到了很多的挑战。
And this is the opposition, because Christ wants to build his church, and he's led us in a certain way, and we know that Satan will oppose us every single time we try to advance the gospel.
我们看到这就是撒旦的攻击，因为我们要我们的教会有成长，我们看到撒旦就从各个的角度，各个方面来攻击。
Now here's the second area of opposition that we'll find, okay?
那我们可以遇到的第二个阻挡是
We will find opposition from ourselves.
那我们的第二个阻挡就是我们自己。
Jesus tells us that the gates of hell will not prevail. We're told that there will be opposition. We know that there's going to be opposition from Satan. And this second idea is that there will be opposition from ourselves.
耶稣基督告诉我们阴间的权柄不能胜过，而且他告诉我们说我们会有这样的阻挡，会从撒旦那里阻挡，但我们同时也会遇到我们从我们自己自身而来的阻挡。
Sometimes you and I get in the way of God doing his work in our local places of worship.
那有些时候我想你我都会妨碍到神要在我们当地教会要做他的工。
Sometimes as people we are driven more by our agenda,our tradition, our motives, and our right way of doing things.
很多时候我们都为我们自己的时间，为我们自己的计划，为我们自己的安排，为我们自己的喜好所驱使。
And we're driven by those things sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we're driven by those things more than we are driven by what God wants.
所以很多时候我们被这些事情，被我们自己的这些事情所驱使，而没有能够被神的使命所驱使。
Now, it won't stop God from building his church.
我想这些并不会阻止，完全的阻止神来建造他的教会。
But, if we are the opposition to God doing a great work in our church, what may happen is that God will just move on to another group of people to build his church through that group.
但是如果我们成为神建造他教会的阻碍的话，我们看到神也许就会你去离开这里，去另外一群人当中去建造他的教会。
And I love the Apostle Paul's honesty to the churches in Galatia, and he's addressing the Christians there. And in verse 8 of chapter 4, Paul says to these Christians, the churches in Galatia, he says, "When you did not know God, you were slaves. But now that you know God, how is it that you've turned back?" To those weak and miserable principles.
那我很喜欢使徒保罗对加拉太的教会说的这样一段话，记载在加拉太书的第四章第八节。他说：“从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的做奴仆；现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？”
And then in verse 15, and I'll paraphrase for us, but Paul writes, he says, listen, what has happened to all of your joy?
那在第15节，那我用我自己的话来说，保罗又说到，你们当日所夸的福气到底到哪里去了？
He's kind of saying to the churches in Galatia, he's kind of saying,Listen, what in the world are you doing? You're putting yourself in the way of what God wants to do.
在这个地方我们看到保罗就好像在说你们到底在干什么？你们为什么会自己成为了自己会成为神所做他的工的一个阻碍？
And friends, for you and I tonight, there may be some things in our lives that stand in the way of God doing an incredible work in the life of his churchhere in the Fishkill area.
我想弟兄姐妹们，今天在我们的生命当中，可能有些事情会阻碍神在我们当地的教会来做他美好的工。
And in my life, I know that I have to say, God, listen, is there anything in me that is opposing what you are wanting to do.
啊，很多时候我也会问我自己，我心中有什么东西是不是阻碍了神，成为神行他奇事的阻碍。
And if there is, if God says, Rob, yeah, there are some things that are opposing me in the advancement of the kingdom. And if there are those things that God points out to me, I have to let them go.
啊，我想如果神告诉我说，是的，啊，Rob，真的是有些事情，你所有的些事情，那阻碍了我在这地方来建造教会，阻碍了我们教会的成长，那我就必须要让这些事情离开我，离弃我。
And we have to just be honest, and we have to pause for a moment, and we have to ask ourselves the question and think about it, that there may be some things in your life that you need to let go of, and so that God can accomplish His plan for building the church through the house of Christ's love.
啊，所以我想我们大家一定要，我们要来想想，在我们的生命当中有没有任何事情来阻碍了神，在我们阻碍之家来建立他的教会。如果有的话，我们要放弃这一切。
Then the third area where the church will face opposition from is from others, and so not only will we face opposition from Satan or from ourselves, but we'll face opposition from others.
啊，那我想第三个。我们可能会遇到教会成长所遇到的阻挡，就是从他人之处遇到的阻挡。
A while ago, a friend of mine in the ministry was going through a rather tough and challenging situation in the life of the church that he leads.
啊，那我有一个牧者朋友，那在前一段时间，他也经过了他在教会生活当中一个很困难的一段时期。
There was some disunity and disharmony.
啊，在他的教会当中有纷争，有不合一。
And that disunity and that disharmony was among the people that attended there. And that disunity and that disharmony had filtered out into the community.
啊，我想在教会当中有纷争，有不合一，不但只是局限在教会当中，也这样的不合一和纷争也带到了社区。
And it was really kind of a sad situation for the church and the community that they're a part of.
啊，真的，我想这样的情况对那个教会或对当地的这个社区都是非常不幸的一件事情。
And thankfully, they are through those darker days now, but I'm not entirely sure that they've fully recovered.
啊，真的是感谢神，至少他们现在已经经过了那段最痛苦的时期，尽管我还不是非常的确定他们是不是完全的有恢复。
And my point here for us tonight is this, that other people,can really hold back and oppose what God wants to do in the life of His church.
啊，那我想在这里给大家传递的信息就是，也许你遇到的一些人或者一些周围的人，可能会影响、会阻碍神的教会的成长。
You've probably have seen it happen. I know I've seen it happen before.
啊，也许你已经在你的教会生活中有遇到过，我见到过。
And God is not pleased when that happens in churches.
我知道当那样的事情发生的时候，神是不喜悦的。
In chapter 5 of Galatians, Paul continues and he says, you know, you are doing so well. You are running a good race. And I love this phrase because Paul says, who cut in on you? Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth?
在加拉太书第五章有这样说，保罗有这样说，你们向来跑得好，有谁拦阻你啊？我真的很喜欢有谁拦阻你这样的一个说法，叫你们不顺从真理呢
？And what Paul was saying here was this: Who are the others who cut in on you and kept you from reaching all of what Christ has in store for you？
啊，那这个地方保罗要告诉，就想告诉加拉太的人说，有谁来阻挡了你们？能够叫你们得不着神所为你们预备的一切。
And friends, we cannot allow others to cut in on us and mess up what God wants to do.
朋友们，弟兄姐妹们，我们真的是不能让有人来阻挡我们，能够让毁坏神要我们所做的一切的工。
And the bottom line here for us though, is that even though there will be opposition, the church that Jesus builds is unstoppable.
啊，那我想最关键的就是，尽管我们会遇到各样的抵挡、各样的阻碍，但是耶稣基督他所要建造的教会是不可阻挡的。
If we look at an overview of church history, we would see that the church began, that church that began at Pentecost still exists today. We're a product of that.
那如果我们来回顾一下教会的历史，我们就发现教会从五旬节开始，直到今天还一直屹立。
And of course, I'm not talking about the building, but I'm talking about Christ's church.
当然我讲的不是教堂的这个建筑物，而是基督的教会。
Christ's church has been built through wars.
基督教会在通过在战争中有被到建立。
It's been built through politics.
也在一些很多政治的纷争中也有建立。
It's been built through reforms.
也在很多的改革中也被建立。
Through struggles.
也从很多的困难的斗争中建立。
Through division.
也从很多的异象当中被建立。
Through persecution.
也从很多的逼迫中被建立。
Through shifts and changes.
也从各样的改变中被建立。
And it's been through everything, and yet Christ's church still continues to grow.
基督的教会经历了如此之多的事情，但是我们看到基督的教会还是在成长。
And here's why it continues to grow, and I'm not sure if they're in your notes or not, but I'll give them to you quickly.
那这就是为什么基督的教会会一直的成长。
Christ's church continues to grow because the church isn't bound to just one single location.
因为基督教会会成长，因为基督教会并不只是局限于在某一个固定的地方。
Jesus tells us that we will be his witnesses all over the earth.
耶稣要我们成为他的见证，直到地极。
The kingdom of God is meant to be decentralized.
我们知道神国本身就不是集中在唯一的一个地方，单独的一个地方。
Christ's church continues to grow because the church is organic.
基督的教会会成长，因为基督的教会是有生命力的。
It's natural.
是符合自然的。
It's not man-made.
不是靠人手所造的。
It's pure and it's free.
是纯洁的，是有自由的。
It's not a building.
它不单单只是一个建筑。
It's more than just a one-hour service held on one day of the week.
它也不只是好像一个星期中有一天的一个小时的一个讲道。
It's more than a program.
它不单单只是一些这样的节目。
It's a lifestyle. Christ's church is a lifestyle of people being the church wherever they find themselves.
基督教会其实是我们一个生活的一个形态，是我们所有教会我们会员的一个生活的形态，生命的形态。
Here's another reason why Christ's church continues to grow.
那另外一个基督的教会会成长的原因是
because Christ promised to us that he would build his church and there's nothing. Friends, hear me tonight.There's nothing that can stop the advancement of the kingdom of God.
因为神应许了他要建造他的教会。大家听好，在这个时候没有任何的事情可以阻挡教会的成长。
Well, let me wrap it up here for us tonight.
让我来做一个总结。
The third and the fourth key go hand in hand, and it's rather brief for us.
我们的第三个秘诀或者第三把钥匙、第四把钥匙其实是息息相关的。
Christ shares in these verses that everything bound on earth will be bound in heaven, and that everything loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven.
耶稣基督也这样说，凡在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
There is room for some healthy debate about what these phrases, because those aren't phrases that we hear every day, correct?
我想这样的这段的经文我们具体它的含义我们可能可以有一些争论。
And so there's room for some healthy debate about what these phrases actually mean, but I think we can take a simple look at it and better understand what Jesus was trying to say.
尽管我想我们可以对这个经文有些讨论，但是我们如果简单的来看，我们可以真的明白耶稣基督他所要表达的含义。
If we were to take a look at the Greek text tonight, we would discover that these phrases really were suggesting that the binding and loosing had already occurred and the effects of that action would remain.
如果我们来看一下这段经文的希腊的原文的话，我们就会发现它这里提到的捆绑或者是释放都是已经曾经发生的事情，但是这些曾经发生的事情它的效果仍然存在。
Let me just give us an example, something that it's similar to.
让我来给大家这样的一个例子。
It's a similar phrasing like when Jesus said it is finished.
这就非常类似于耶稣基督在十字架上所说的成了那句话。
The work of the cross was in completion. But the effects of that action would remain and continue.
啊，我们看到十字架的工作已经成就了，但是它的效果还是一直长存。
So we can look at these phrases here as not something that will one day happen.
啊，那我们看到这里讲到的这些捆绑或者释放，不是指的将来某一天会要发生的事情。
But we can look at this phrase as an agreement and opportunity to participate in what heaven, the kingdom of God, is already doing.
而是这是已经曾经发生的事情，而表达我们有这样的机会能够参与到天国已经成就的这些计划当中。
When Christ spoke these words, he really wanted to drive home the idea that power and authority was being handed over to Peter and the disciples and now to you and I so that the kingdom of God would continue to advance.
啊，那耶稣基督在跟彼得和他的门徒说这些话的时候，他想告诉他的门徒，能力和权柄都已经赐给他们，同时也就赐给了我们现在的基督徒。
And again, I remind us of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, where it says, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
能力和权柄赐给了我们，所以我们教会可以成长，就像《使徒行传》第一章第八节这样说到，圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And not only do these keys of the kingdom have power, but they have the authority of Christ as well, the authority of Christ that comes with these keys to the kingdom.
我们看到天国的这几把钥匙，它不但是有能力的，它同时也带着基督的权柄。
These keys were in the Lord's hands, and he gave them to Peter, and on Christ's authority, Peter opened up the kingdom of God to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles.
这些天国的钥匙在耶稣基督的手中，他把这些钥匙给了彼得，彼得打开了这福音的门，并且把福音首先传给了犹太人，然后又传给了外邦人。
And Peter exercised that God-given authority to help build up and unleash, to let go, the kingdom of God here on earth.
啊，那彼得得到了从神来的权柄，然后他就建造了神的教会，让神国在地上能够成长。
We can look at Acts chapter 2 and we can see that one of Peter's most significant acts in kingdom work was when he stood up and he addressed the crowd by preaching about the good news of Jesus Christ.
啊，我们看到在使徒行传的第二章的时候，彼得他站起来传讲天国的道理。
And when he did that, the Bible tells us that 3,000 people got saved that day.
啊，那圣经告诉我们，当彼得他这样做的时候，在那一天就有3000人信主。
And Christ is offering to you and I tonight that same power and that same authority that he gave to Peter.
基督，主耶稣基督也给了我们同样的能力，也给了我们同样的权柄。
There is virtually nothing that we cannot do under the power of the authority, power and authority that Christ has given to us.
啊，有了基督耶稣所赐给我们的能力和权柄，在我们就没有难成的事。
I'm always struck by the passage in John chapter 14, verse 12, where Jesus said that we will not only do what he has been doing, but we will be able to do even greater things than he accomplished.
我经常被约翰福音的第14章12节这段话所感动所激励，那说到我所做的事信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事。
And friends, I think that's where we need to find ourselves tonight, believing that Christ will build his church and that the gates of hell will not prevail, receiving the keys of the kingdom, that power and that authority, and then participating with what God is already doing in our midst.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我想今天晚上我们要记住的就是神会建造他自己的教会，而且阴间的权柄不可能胜过，而且我们要能够得到从神那里来的权柄，得到神那里来的权柄和能力。
Very good. Let me pray with you tonight.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for your word tonight.
主，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
God, I pray that we would find the evidence of your word and the evidence of your hand all around us this coming week.
主，我们感谢你，我们看到你的话语，你的手带领我们在接下来的这个星期。
God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to our heart and speak to our mind and direct our paths this coming week.
愿你的圣灵来充满我们，来亲自的对我们说话，啊，带领我们前面的方向道路。
And God, I pray that the kingdom of God would advance through the work that you want to do in us.
主，我们也愿天国能够借着你手所通过我们所做的工，能够不断的前进。
And we pray these things in your name. Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.